Good morning, everybody, and happy Thursday. This is Scott Morozek in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is being brought to you by More Motor Sales of Caro, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 60 years. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Caro. Gary Gene Nanny, a former U.S. military tank operator, appeared before Judge Prill in Huron County Court Monday for violating the terms of his probation. Nanny was found to have consumed alcohol on his birthday, breaching the conditions of a delayed sentence. As a result, the court revoked the delay of sentence and ordered him to serve 120 days in the Huron County Jail with credit for 32 days already served. His probation remains in effect following the completion of the jail term. Nanny is required to report to the county jail no later than 8 p.m. or 8 a.m. on Monday, December 8th. Cold, wintry weather brings risk for pets as well as people. Experts say pet owners need to prepare. Sweaters, coats, and booties can be helpful accessories to reduce the risks of frostbite and hypothermia. Depending on the breed, size, and age of the pet, veterinarians recommend limiting time outdoors and being safe around open flames. Avoid encounters with de-icing salts and antifreeze, which can be toxic when ingested even in the smallest amounts. Experts also suggest stocking up on essentials like extra food and medication in case of power outages, road closures, or blizzards. Two Wexford County residents are facing multiple felony charges in the death of a 22-year-old Rebecca Park of Manton and her unborn child. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel announced that Courtney Bartholomew, 40 years old, and Bradley Bartholomew, 47, both of Boone, were arraigned in 84th District Court in Cadillac. Prosecutors have charged each defendant with first-degree murder, felony murder, torture, conspiracy to commit torture, assault on a pregnant individual causing miscarriage or stillbirth, conspiracy to commit that assault, unlawful imprisonment, and removal of a dead body. The life offense counts carry potential maximum sentences of life in prison. Authorities allege that on November 3rd, the couple lured Park, who was about 38 weeks pregnant, and is Courtney's biological daughter, to their Wexford home, where she was tortured in an attempt to remove the unborn baby, resulting in the death of both of them. Park's remains were recovered November 25th in the Manistee National Forest after an extensive search. The Wexford County Prosecutor's Office is leading the case with the assistance from the State Attorney General's Office, and investigators are asking the public to avoid active investigation sites and not interfere with the ongoing probe. We'll be right back.
The King of Cars.
This is Denny King, the King of Cars, with More Motors of Caro. Why choose More Motors of Caro? Because you get more for your money with More Motors of Caro.
More Motors in Caro.
You get award-winning service before, during, and after the sale. You get fair trade offers. You get transparency. And most importantly, trust.
Denny King, the King of Cars.
At More Motors of Caro, we take pride in building relationships that last a lifetime. It's customer service that makes the difference. Why would you settle for anywhere else when you can have the best?
More Motors in Caro.
Choose More Motors of Caro and get more for your money. This is Denny King, the King of Cars.
Denny King.
With a selection of Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, you owe it to yourself to come see why your friends and neighbors have been driving to Caro for over 60 years. Located on the west side of Caro on M81, come say hi to Denny King, the King of Cars.
And we're back. The FBI has made an arrest in its nearly five-year-old investigation into who placed pipe bombs in Washington before the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. That's according to a law enforcement official who spoke to the Associated Press today. The man's arrest in Virginia marks the first time investigators have settled on a suspect in an act that had long vexed law enforcement and spawned conspiracy theories. The pipe bombs were placed on January 5th near the offices of the Democratic and Republican National Committees. Nobody was hurt before the bombs were rendered safe, but the official from the FBI said both devices could have been lethal. The Navy admiral who reportedly issued orders to fire upon survivors of an attack on an alleged drug boat is set to brief Congress. Lawmakers overseeing national security are expected to receive a classified briefing today from Admiral Frank Mitch Bradley about the boat strike. It's a potentially crucial moment in the unfolding investigation into how Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth handled the military operation in international waters near Venezuela. Lawmakers are seeking a full accounting after the Washington Post reported that Bradley, on September 2nd, had ordered an attack on two survivors to comply with Hegseth's directive to, quote, kill everybody. A second Vatican study commission has determined that women should not be ordained as deacons. The Vatican on Thursday today took the unusual step of publishing a synthesis of the commission's findings, including the members' votes on specific theological questions. The conclusion left open the possibility for further study, but proposed instead the creation of new lay ministries to give women more participation in the life of the church. Catholic women do much of the church's work in schools and hospitals and are usually responsible for passing the faith to the next generation. Some have complained of their second-class status. And that is your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by More Motor Sales of Carroll, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 60 years. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Caro. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.